This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
In January, the Vancouver Parks Department cleared a large area of blackberry in the southeast corner of the Strathcona Community Garden. The clearing was the start of an ambitious project to restore the site to a natural habitat for Indigenous wildlife. Work began this spring on what is envisioned as a storied urban landscape where wild co-mingles with urban. The project, called Wild Mine, also invites local youth to actively reconnect to the wild origins of Vancouver. I'm joined by Matthew Kemshaw of the Environmental Youth Alliance. Hello, Matthew.
Hi there.
Matthew, I've actually spent quite a bit of time in Strathcona Park, which is just off of Prior Street. And the rewilding corner, as I understand, is at the very southeast corner at Hawks and Malcolm in the park. What would I see if I went to that site today?
If you were standing there today, it's pretty open. You would see a lot of small shrubs that we've planted in the last month or so, and we've spread some new soil, so you'd see dark, rich soil and nice pathways created through the space, leading kind of into a larger forested area in the southeast corner of the garden, and pathways that lead into a little wetland area. So you would see a big open space with a lot of different shrubs and some very small little green seedlings starting to sprout out of the soil in garden beds that we've created in the last 2 months.
And what does rewilding mean?
Rewilding is a term that gets used often in urban scenarios to talk about just the introduction of more plants, more animals into the city, trying to create spaces for birds and bees and even small mammals like bats and other creatures to live with us in the city. So usually it starts out with planting habitat, creating spaces that animals can make their homes in.
And how has the public and the youth in particular been involved in this project so far?
So, our project is really a community developed project. It started out as a partnership between the Environmental Youth Alliance and the Strathcona Community Garden Society. So within the Strathcona Community Garden Society, there's over 200 gardeners who participate actively in maintaining both the Strathcona and Cottonwood Community Gardens. So those folks approved our project and talked about some of the goals and visions for the project, what we wanted to achieve with this rewilding project in the Strathcona Community Garden. And then we started reaching out to so-called, I guess, experts in the community, inviting lots of different people to come down and have conversations about exactly how we should go about rewilding the space. And we've got lots of different people involved from all over the city, really, in helping advise on the project. But really, the planting and the development of the site has been done by local people. So we have a sort of a core group of about 15 people who come down fairly regularly and help plant things on site and help maintain the space. And then there's a larger kind of group of community members who are coming down and using the space regularly, whether it's just for kind of walking their dog through the space or coming down to enjoy a picnic lunch or something in the garden.
I'm also just kind of envisioning Strathcona Park. As I said, I've spent some time there. And in the center of the park, you kind of have like the skateboarding park and the synthetic rock for bouldering. And then way on the other southwest side is the community garden, right? And you guys are on the other side. So it's kind of a very interesting setup for an urban park just in general.
Yeah, it is. The park is in an interesting location. You know, like on one side of where we're building the wildlife garden is what they call Produce Row, where all of the big food warehouses are located. And then across the other street from us is a big baseball field. And it's a pretty dynamic neighborhood. You know, we have big trucks coming down regularly, dropping off produce or picking up produce for distribution to local stores. And we have lots of people coming down to play sports in the field across from us. And And then where we are, there's, you know, a couple hundred different plants, and we have all kinds of wildlife that use the garden space. There's a nesting pair of bald eagles who we often see feeding on some of the smaller birds in the park. We have a resident hawk as well, and just a big collection of bird and bee species that live there. So it's really an interesting kind of mix of all kinds of different uses of this space. And also it's really a diverse culturally. There's a lot of different ethnic groups in the neighborhood, people who come down and use the space for all kinds of different uses. It's quite an interesting place to work.
And I understand you guys are involved in the Wild Mind Citizens Science School program, which is an intriguing name. Can you tell me about your work with the schools in Vancouver?
Yeah, so a part of this project in rewilding the corner of Strathcona Community Garden is also to try to educate and just empower youth to get involved in the design of their city and to help them to see the value, I guess, in making space for wild animals to live with us in the city. So we're working with a couple of science departments at local high schools at Eric Amber and Britannia Secondary to work with classroom groups through a series of workshops to kind of give them an opportunity to work together really in small groups to design little wildlife garden spaces in their schoolyard. So we're teaching them about some of the common and also the threatened wildlife species that live in the city, and then giving them some tools to design garden spaces. And we're actually this month going to be going out and planting a big diversity of mostly native shrubs and forbs and things, and helping them install nesting structures for bees and birds and bats. And then we'll be, once we've installed these garden spaces, developing like a citizen science program where students can go out and watch the spaces they've created or watch wild spaces in their neighborhoods and just kind of record and see what kinds of animals are living there. And we're hoping that over a series of years, we can actually create a big data set that people can use to better understand both the sort of diversity and distribution of animals in the city. So with high school science students, hoping to put together a way to better understand what animals are living with us in the city and where they live.
And in addition to the data collection that you're doing, what have you seen the students take away from this project?
I think one thing that we see and that we're really excited by is students starting to see themselves as active participants in the life of the city. I think a lot of times in the city, you know, the design of our places is sort of decided by a small group of experts, and especially young people don't get much of an opportunity to shape their spaces. I think probably their bedrooms at home are maybe the only places where they're allowed any sort of choice in how things are structured and designed. And so with our project, we're really trying to give students an opportunity to have a voice and to be able to decide a little bit, you know, how to structure a place that they spend a lot of time in, their schoolyard, and really giving them an opportunity to sort of explore how their decisions impact others. And when they decide to plant something somewhere or they decide to build a little gathering area somewhere, how does that impact other people and how does that impact other animals or other plants or other beings in the city? So it's pretty neat to see students kind of starting to shift their perspective and starting to feel, I think, a little bit more kind of empowered to be able to participate in the design and the life of the city and not being such passive observers, but I think more like active agents in the creation of our public spaces.
Well, that sounds really cool. Is there something old folks like me can take away also from this project and these teachings and learnings?
Well, I think that learning that the youth are experiencing in our project is something that's important for everybody in this city, no matter how old you are. And you know, we are developing these projects on school grounds, but we're also working at the Strathcona Community Garden and also at a few other garden sites across the city to try to improve the wildlife habitat there, but also to improve the sort of social fabric of this space, to invite more people to come down and participate in whatever way kind of they feel inspired to participate. So we don't just invite sort of people who like planting things. We also have a lot of artists who work with us and are working on developing different kinds of like little art installations or projects in the sites that we maintain. We have a filmmaker who's working on a film based on our project. And, you know, there's all kinds of different ways to participate in this kind of work. And I think for anybody who's interested in helping to shape the place that they live in the communities where they work and live, like, there's opportunities to get involved if it's in our project or in another sort of rewilding or sort of placemaking project in the city. There's lots of space for everybody.
So it sounds like the vision of this is that to kind of create a meeting point between the urban and wild for everybody.
Yeah, we want to sort of help people participate in creating the city and participate with alongside birds and bees and recognize all of these other creatures that live with us, recognize them as being a really integral part of this city and that they actually participate in the life and design of our city too. Without bees, we wouldn't have pollination, you know, and they're really, really important insects in our gardens, and so they're actively tending our gardens. A lot of the birds who live in our city are really important at controlling pests, and so all of these different animals play a role, and you know, plants also serve lots of really important functions in our city, and so we're trying to just, I think, bring everybody together in the biggest sense of the word and have them help participate in creating a city that's truly vibrant and alive.
And what are some of the future activities that people can get involved with at the rewilding site?
So this summer, we're excited to be working with a theater troupe called Theater on Earth, and they're going to be working with us at the Environmental Youth Alliance to host a number of sort of workshops in the site where we'll be doing some citizen science and exploring what kinds of animals we can find in the garden and also doing some fun sort of theatrical programming in the space, and it'll be open to everybody, and we're definitely going to be reaching out to specific youth groups but also hosting things for the broader community so that people can come down, learn about what we're doing on site, you know, do some citizen science, and then also have some fun doing some creative games and things. So that'll be happening through the summer. We're also going to be doing lots of sort of work on site. There's definitely still a lot of work to be done in just establishing the garden, from pulling weeds to planting flowers and things. There's lots of different ways to get involved. People can learn a lot more about the project and how to get involved at the Environmental Youth Alliance website. It's eya.ca.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew, for telling us about this very cool project.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It's my pleasure.
I've been speaking with Matthew Kemshaw of the Environmental Youth Alliance about their project called Rewilding. You can visit the site at Hawks and Malcolm in the southeast corner of Strathcona Community Park.